It is said that one can neither play nor hear the true beauty of music without first having experienced considerable pain. Alas, that may be why I find music to be so sweet. Gurney Halleck, Unfinished Songs. Though they took the swiftest passage from Ix, Gurney Halleck and Duncan Idaho arrived on Chusik 3 days too late to intercept the Jongleur troop. When the Highliner reached orbit, the planet was in a state of upheaval. Sonnant's spaceport had been locked down for 2 days, and new security measures delayed their transport to the surface by 6 hours. Something big had happened down there. Before being allowed to board a shuttle, each passenger underwent intense guild questioning about their business on Chusik. Since Duncan and Gurney had letters of marque from Duke Atreides and Earl Vernius, they passed with comparative ease. Other travelers, though, suffered indignities, and several simply returned to their staterooms to wait for the next planetfall.
Gods below, is it a revolution?
No one would answer Gurney. One fundamental principle every swordmaster learns is that security should be proactive, not reactive, Duncan said. Unfortunately, most governments don't realize that until it's too late. When the two men finally reached the capital city, anxious to find Paul and Bronzo, they observed numerous paramilitary operations, with competing militias that enforced security for different family leagues. The rival Harmony Wood growers regarded each other with as much suspicion as they did off-worlders. In the distant fields and arbors surrounding the capital city, crooked plumes of black smoke marked scattered cropland fires. Half of the harvest was in flames. The news was everywhere, some accounts more titillating than others. 3 nights before, Umbar Olek and all the members of his family had been murdered in their homes. The Olek League arbors had been set afire, destroying most of the genetically modified Harmony Wood. Recriminations were numerous, but evidence minimal. Almost every family league had much to gain by removing the fast-growing clone wood from the market. Fingers were pointed, and the leagues began attacking each other. Not interested in local politics, Gurney asked about the Jongleur troop. Many people had attended the recent performance, but when Duncan displayed images of Paul and Bronzo, no one recognized the boys, although a few said the pair might have been among the troop as ragamuffin stage workers. Gurney pressed one middle-aged woman who headed toward the town market with 3 children in tow.
Do you know where the troop went after the performance? Are they still on Chusik?
She hurried away, leery of strangers.
Who cares about entertainment when such a heinous crime happened right under our noses?
Her children stared over their shoulders at the 2 men as she yanked them along. While Duncan left to talk to the spaceport master about how many vessels had departed from Chusik in recent days, Gurney surveyed the rows of workshops that lined the narrow, winding streets of the old town. Noblemen might not notice minor stagehands in a traveling show, but craftsmen paid more attention to details. Someone here might have seen something. As Gurney strode down the streets, a sound like stringed songbirds filled the air. A clash of different melodies played all at once. He heard it drifting through open doorways, saw street musicians performing. He smelled fine sawdust and the clinging odor of sweet shellac. One ballaset maker used tuning pegs carved from obsidian. Another advertised strings of silk braided around a thin thread of precious metal. A flamboyantly dressed man boasted that his frets and cavilers were made of human bone, authentic splinters from the skeleton of a great musician who had offered his body for such a remarkable purpose so that he could keep creating music long after his death. Walking along, Gurney listened with appreciative nods, but he did not buy. Vendors could see that he was no idle curiosity seeker, though, and suggested that he try their ballisets himself. They demonstrated the purported superior qualities of their Harmony Wood strains, how the resonance and purity of tone could not be matched. Testing the instruments, Gurney wrung beautiful melodies from some, jarring off-key tunes from others. When he raised the subject of the recent Jongleur show, their attitudes changed swiftly.
Well, some jongleurs may know how to play music, but that doesn't make them musicians, drawled one ballyset maker. They're just actors, manipulating their audiences. House Jongleur should have remained in exile. I don't know why Emperor Shaddam lets them keep performing after that assassination attempt by his half-brother a dozen years ago.
Gurney recalled that Tyros Refa's foiled strike against Shaddam IV had occurred during a Jongleur performance, and now the entire Olic League had been murdered.
Assassinations seem to accompany Jongleur shows. And Paul was in a Jongleur troupe?
One street in particular was in turmoil. Instrument makers' stalls were shuttered. Only one shop had open awnings and wares spread out on display, but the pieces carried excessive prices. The proprietor was tall and thin with an oddly puffy face.
These ballysets are made from the clone wood grown by the Olic League. Exquisite wood with perfect resonance.
I've heard the opposite claims from many other merchants today, Gurney said.
I don't doubt it, good sir.
He leaned over the wooden display table, lowering his voice.
But ask yourself, if Olic clone wood wasn't so superior, why did someone burn their arbors and murder the whole family?
Gurney hefted one of the instruments and ran his fingers across the strings. The man had a point. He set the wheel in motion so that the gyroscopic tone cylinder made the wood vibrate. When he began to use the multipick, music seemed to flow out of his fingers. He had played 9-string models before, but it wasn't his usual instrument.
9 strings are what you need, my friend, one for each note of an octave, and another to enhance.
Gurney's fingers strummed a beautiful chord. The wood certainly seemed equivalent, and perhaps even superior to the instruments he'd tested in the past hour.
My ballet set is old and in need of repair. It's my 4th one.
You're hard on your instruments.
Life's been hard on me.
His fingers kept playing, then he plucked out a more ambitious tune. The sound was pleasing. The craftsman saw Gurney forming an attachment to the instrument.
They say ballysets choose their players, not the other way around.
Setting the instrument back on the table, Gurney reached into his pocket and displayed the images of Paul and Bronzo.
To be honest, I'm not just in the market for a ballyset. I'm searching for these 2 young men. One is the son of my master.
He stroked the curve of the ballyset enticingly.
I'd be in a position to reward you with a sale and a generous bonus if you help me find them.
The craftsman looked at the images but shook his head.
Everyone around here has an apprentice. They all look the same to me.
These boys weren't apprentices. They're with a Jongleur troupe.
Oh, yes. I heard about their performance. The same night Master Ombar Olic was killed.
Seeing another passerby, he lifted a chunk of his polished wood and called out,
Ballysets made with Olic clone wood. Now's your last chance. With the Olics killed and their arbors burned, these will be the only such instruments ever made.
As the passerby continued on his way, uninterested, the vendor lowered his voice once more to Gurney, conspiratorial now.
Hence the reason for the high prices. These instruments are sure to become a rarity, my friend. You may never be able to buy another ballyset like it.
While the craftsman regarded the image of the boys again, Gurney continued to caress the instrument.
And does the Jongleur troupe have any other performances scheduled here?
Oh, they're long gone from Chusik. After the murders, nobody's in the mood around here to see jongleurs.
Gurney furrowed his brow. He would have to find out which ships left that particular night before the murders were discovered, since Chusik security had locked down the spaceports immediately afterward. How could Paul and Bronzo be involved with assassins?
I'll buy the Baliset.
Though he had no idea where the jongleur troop would go next, at least the music would keep him company during their travels.